Concours Agricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 12. Super rich donations are just a drop in the ocean.
If I had £1 for every excitable word that's been written about Warren Buffett's $37 billion, £20 billion, donation to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I too could give away a lot of money to charity. While I am not in any way belittling Buffett's unusual decision to hand over 80% of his £44 billion fortune to a charitable foundation, pronouncements that such largesse will persuade the mega-rich to follow suit are decidedly premature, at least in Britain. According to the 2006 Trends in Charitable Giving, published last week by the Charities Aid Foundation, CAF, the super-wealthy are also the super-tight. The richest 1% of the population in Britain, despite owning a quarter of all wealth, contribute a miserly 7% of the £8.2 billion given to charities by individuals. And the top 10%, which includes that mega-rich 1%, own more than half of all of wealth, but fare little better in the generosity stakes, contributing just over a fifth of giving, amounting to £1.1 billion. That leaves the vast bulk, 79%, of the £8.2 billion coming from the benevolent pockets of the rest of the population. But this is no surprise. Previous studies by CAF and the Institute of Fiscal Studies have calculated that the richest 10% give less than 1% of their income to charity. In contrast, the poorest 10% hand over 3%. Cathy Farrow, CAF's research director, says the latest findings show no signs of a wave of philanthropy sweeping through the upper echelons of society. Yet signs of a change are afoot in the shape of a new breed of financial advisor called a Planned Giving Advisor, PGA, whose job is to help the mega-wealthy divest themselves of some of their fortune charitably. PGAs herald from the welfare state-less United States, where people who amass riches are expected to prop up education and healthcare. If Salvatore Laspada, the new US chief executive of the UK Institute for Philanthropy, has his way, that culture of giving, which he says is still more of a nice idea than a concrete reality this side of the Atlantic, will soon be spreading across these shores. But to get our new dot-com entrepreneurs and hedge fund millionaires signed up to the Buffett School of Philanthropy requires more than a few role models. What Laspada failed to mention was that the highly favourable US tax regime helps to focus the minds of the mega-rich on altruism. Warren Buffett's unprecedented bounteousness will allow the Gates Foundation to spend £3 billion a year. Yet juxtaposed with UK government spending, these sums of money are a drop in the ocean. The Gates Foundation endowment is about the same as a year's worth of official UK development aid. Far from ushering in the age of charity, all his actions really signify is that we have entered the age of colossal wealth. Fin du texte numéro 12.